You may be seated. So of all our songs, our team chose I Am Not Alone as one that resonated with us the most strongly on our trip. This song has helped a couple of us grow beyond some of our own darkest and painful moments in life. So having the opportunity to share this and hear that it was moving and impactful for the people in Fort Mac was the truest honor. The ministry workers we worked with had a common theme with their struggles. Ministry was lonely, and they were bound by fear. I remember there was one night we were listening to their worship leader share about her loneliness in ministry, her fears. So imagine this. It's like 12 a.m. We just finished day two of VBS that had more than double the number of children we were expecting to work with. So we're all exhausted. We still needed to plan for the next day. But here we are, a group of 10 plus people in this tiny crammed living room, all of us of different ages, different walks of life, just sitting and listening to each other pour out their hearts, our own struggles to each other and how we overcame by God's grace. And all of us were praying truth over and over again with raw passion. And as we finished praying, we felt led to take up the song and sang its words, its prayer, with all of our hearts and souls. So have you ever experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit that's so strong that you just can't deny its existence? It's like warm, it's fullness, all the tears that comes with it, and chills and goosebumps. In that moment, it was like, yes, the Holy Spirit is here. And I remember at the end of the song, we just sat in silence. And I remember looking into her eyes and was like, there's a sense of empowerment and peace that we were singing truth. From there, we got to witness an incredible growth, confidence, boldness, and joy from her in the front lines of her ministry. Day after day after day. That night was kind of like a point of release, freedom. We're often crippled and overwhelmed with fear, paralyzed. But this song puts into words truths so simple, but difficult to declare in moments of darkness. When we hear lies that tell us you're in this alone, no one else cares, it's too scary to move forward because we don't know what's ahead, or no one is fighting for me, there's no hope. And we want to give in to fear. To misery, when we feel like we're drowning. We hope that this song can be used as a prayer and weapon that fights that and proclaims truth, that we are not alone, that we have the Lord of Lords going before us so we don't have to be afraid, that we are redeemed, that we will not be overcome because the devil has no authority over us. We don't have to believe the lies the devil tells us. Romans 8 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or danger or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. And that's real. So we can have faith in our sovereign God. We can believe his promises, his truth, his protection. And it's possible to find joy in obeying him and enjoying his presence. So the song is I Am Not Alone.